And there goes the full-time whistle. It is all over, and Castleblaney have won the Ulster Junior Hurling Championship title, beating St Unions by 4 points here. 2-16 to 1-15 the final score, and disappointment for St Unions on provincial decider day as they lose out against the Castleblaney side, who finished out the half the stronger. And listen, on the balance of play, I suppose they started the game better and they finished the game better, but St Unions did have chances, Eugene.
Yeah, they did. Look, Unions got off to the worst possible start you could get off to, and then just fought their way back into the game. Castleblaney then hit a purple patch just on the run up to half time, hit 3 or 4 unanswered points. Again, Unions came out a different team in the second half for the first 15-20 minutes, got themselves right back into the game, but could never kick on once they got level. And then from the 17th to the 24th minute there, Castleblaney got 5-6 points there, and look, that was the win of the game. You know, there's some fantastic performances from the Union side. Kevin Keeley there had a fine game, Peter Kelly, you know, but overall I suppose Thomas Hughes for me was the standout player for Castleblaney today. You know, he was the man that made them click around the middle there, got the scores then when they needed to. And look, the heartbreak for St. Euron's, very, very disappointed for the lads, but look, over the balance of play, Castleblaney probably were the better side on the day.
Yeah, and St Unions were dealt a huge blow before this game with Dara Malija not starting.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, you know, Dara Malija has been our standout performer there all year since he came to the club. Look, Peter Kelly stood up today, took over the frees, didn't put a foot wrong. But Dara offers you that bit more around the middle. Look, he's a playmaker. He can win his own ball, high or low. Like, and you know, it was a huge loss for St Unions.
Huge loss for St Unions on a disappointing day, as they've lost out here in this Ulster Junior Hurling Championship decider after a great run in the competition. But there has been positives from, I suppose, this run for St Unions, and some players have stood up over the last number of weeks.
Absolutely. Look, we've had, this is our third run at the Ulster Junior things. We got knocked out in the first round for the last 2 years. This is just another step in the building and the development of this team. Look, they'll take a great bit of experience from this, a lot of learnings from this. And look, sure, who knows what the future will hold for this team.
Okay, many thanks to Eugene Organ for his contribution today and joining us for COCOM in this game. Many thanks to Sister Sarah's as well in Letterkenny for their sponsorship of this tie, as we brought you live commentary from the Ulster final. You can check out, of course, Sister Sarah's social media channels for all the details of their festive parties, which are coming up now, of course, over the Christmas period. But as we hand back to the studio, we're going to try and get some reaction from a disappointing St Unions camp. It's all over here in Oanruadh and Dungannon, and it's ended in defeat for Donegal's as St Unions, as the Cathedral Town have lost out to Castleblaney 2-16 to 1-15.